The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on the corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours on this 8th of, yeah, I almost said May, April 2005. It is a Friday. And usually I'll open up the phone lines on Fridays. Well, you can still call in if you'd like, but I have a guest this afternoon. And you've heard him before. His name is Carl Schwartz, and we have got some announcements to make. So we'll get into that in just a moment. And for all of those, I've been getting phone calls, and thank you for all your concerns out there and all your phone calls wondering what the heck is going on down here in Central Texas with these low-power FMs. Folks, don't let it concern you, okay? We're dealing with the situation here, and I wouldn't have said anything if they wouldn't have gone after one of my talk show hosts on the air. But, you know, every cloud has a silver lining. We've already got micros that are going up to replace those that seem to have failed in their mission. Well, that's my perspective, but they have another one. You see, when there's differences of opinions, you shake hands and you go your separate ways. So the micro broadcasters are going to be replaced. Well, they'll still be the original micro broadcasters down here, but we're just going to expand it. Okay, so don't get your pantaloons in a bunch. Everything is just fine. All right, so I just want to let you folks know that. You know, people, you know, it many different times throughout my radio career, I've had people call up and criticize. But very few people will call up to share ideas or to render assistance or whatever. They're always there to complain. But there are few and far in between that want to support. And I'm talking about nationwide. These fine folks down here in Central Texas, we've had some really blowout meetings, hundreds of people showing up. But there are some people that are within the groups down here that seem to have a real liberal bent, and they can't tell the difference between a good guy and a bad guy if it jumped out of a bush and bit him on the backside. So, having said all that, the corrections will be made. It's still full steam ahead, and it will remain that way. So everybody just calm down. My guest today, Carl Schwartz, author of One Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas, will be coming up here right after this first break. And we're going to be talking about a certain video that was shot that might throw a wrench into the plans of the globalists and the ne'er-do-wells that are standing by this fallacious story here in the United States about the surrounding the issue itself of 9/11, the day's happenings, and all the subsequent information that has been put out there. They're desperately trying to hold on to their story, and we're chipping away at it in any given turn. And the truth, the chips are going to fall where they may. Okay? We'll be back in just a few minutes with my guest this afternoon. Very glad to have him on air with me, Carl B. Schwartz. WB, I should say, Schwartz, author of One Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas. We'll be right back. Stay there.
We're My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now.
I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Go to Bites.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
During the break, we got a call from a microbroadcaster in Georgia, and thank you for your kind words. I did not speak to him directly. My wife had, and he's been a microbroadcaster for 10 years. And before RBN came along, he had shut it down because there wasn't programming worth tuning in and rebroadcasting. And we appreciate those kind words. You know, we're going to continue to bring you a better product here on this network. And sometimes it's the old plug and play. Sometimes you have to ship things around. But trust me on this one, folks. This network is only going to be stronger. It's only going to get bigger. It's only going to get better. And it's geared toward one thing, and that's providing information to people. So don't despair, okay? Just don't despair. Everything is just fine. We've got with us today Carl Schwartz, author of One-Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas. Good afternoon, Carl.
How are you doing, John?
Well, it's been an interesting week. Metal has been tested and strengthened, and we're sharper than ever.
Well, so true. Just before we got on the air, I was checking a couple of things. Our president now has an approval rating of 43. He got booed at the when he was announced at the Pope's funeral in Italy. His wife, for some reason, was wearing shades, and it was an overcast day, so maybe she just didn't want to show everybody her darting eyes. And Congress's latest approval rating is now sitting at 37%. So I would say America and the rest of the world are starting to see these folks as they really are.
Carl, could you imagine if the majority of people in the United States knew about their president and their Congress? What do you think their approval rating would be then?
Probably in single digits.
if that.
You would only have the Dominionists and the what some people have referred to as the Christian Taliban backing them then.
There you go.
I think they would see them for what they really are.
Well, and it's interesting. The news media is, of course, and it's always a dark day for the Catholics around the world when their pontiff goes to the higher ground. But the news medias have been spending an extraordinary amount of time covering Pope John Paul's demise and the services and everything else.
Well, they did the same thing with Scott and Lacey Peterson. It's whatever they can throw out here to keep us from looking at everything else we should be looking at. And there's an awful lot to be looked at, as just as we were talking before we got on the air. Do you want to start on that?
Well, I think that'd be a fine place to start. What do you think?
I think so. I have been receiving emails for the last 30 days, literally thousands of them, from all over the world, including New Zealand, Germany, Canada, Australia, people asking me, when are you going to come forward with the article, this part 7 of Pop Goes the Bush Mythology Bubble? And I had to develop a pretty stock response to them because there were so many of them. I'm just saying we're working on it right now, and it should be out somewhere towards the end of April. But I'm going to explain to your listeners today what we have and why there's going to be a slight delay. We have, just in the last 72 hours, received not one, but two new videos of 9/11. One of them was shot from the East Riverside, from way over across the river. A guy had actually zoomed in when the first building was hit, and then for some inexplicable reason, he zoomed out and did not get a real good image of the second plane coming in, but he did get a real good shot of the explosion that was set off. He was evidently at an elevated position somewhere on the east side of the East River. And that video is in the process of being kind of picked apart and analyzed right now. But about three and a half weeks ago, we became aware of, because it's inserted in a movie, we became aware of some other footage of 9/11 that is not out here spreading around on any of the websites. You know, nobody's picked it apart. Nobody's analyzed it. And we finally found out where that video came from. We tracked down its producer. We tracked down the guy who shot it. We know exactly where he was standing when he shot it. And what got his attention was, of course, the impact on the North Tower. He was filming that. And we're talking about some incredibly sharp TV quality video. When he zoomed in on the North Tower, you can actually see five people jump out the windows where flames were leaping from those windows. You know, you can actually tell, you know, what color slacks they were wearing, what color shirt, you know, that type of imaging and that type of clarity. But he just happened to have kept his camera trained on that. He zoomed back out. All of a sudden, here comes streaking in that second plane that impacted the South Tower. Now, so far, I've looked at every one of the videos there is out there. We've analyzed it, and all we've been able to come up with is it is a type of plane that has two engines under the wings, but you couldn't blow it up and actually verify what it was. You couldn't tell if it was a 737 or a 767. This new video, we have 39 individual frames of this airplane as it's closing in from the field of view, you know, what the lens is seeing, and impacting the building. 39 individual, you know, stills of this plane. So we have some very good imaging looking right up at it. And there's some interesting things to disclose about that plane. Everybody's heard this rumor that it was a... Yeah, there's been a rumor spread around out on the Internet that this was a hologram, and it penetrated the South Building silently. This guy had his audio turned on, and you can hear the jet engine screaming. Now, one of the things we've been able to ascertain is that you can tell a lot just by the sound of the engines, what type of engines they are. That's one thing we're working on right now. The second thing is we're analyzing each one of those 39 images. We know exactly where this photographer was standing, so we can measure the base, you know, from the base of the World Trade Center to his footprints. We can measure the height of the impact and calculate the hypotenuse, simple geometry, very accurately, and we're going to superimpose over this particular airplane what a 737 and a 707 modified with two engines instead of four, and also a 767 looks like. And I think when those people, we've already distributed this out, and we've got some experts working on what I've just described, when people see the answers to that right there in front of their eyes, I think they're going to understand to what extent we have all been lied to. And some people in Washington and some people in New York City have an awful lot of answering to do.
Well, your information is on rents.com, and there's a section. Let me go back to that real quick. There's a section on rents.com that has several different sites, and yours is included there. Have you seen any information here about the remote control antennas? And they're saying that they're verified, and they would be a planar phased array antenna.
Well, there are some people that are working on that. That is not part of our group. It would be that type of antenna that they would have had to have used if this was, in fact, a UAV and not a lightly loaded 767 that flew out of Boston. I think what we're going to find is that these two planes that attacked World Trade Center were, in fact, either a 707, where two of the engines had been dropped and they'd put a different type of engine on them to make it look like a 737 or 767, or they were, in fact, 737s. And the simple calculation of that is going to be, when we actually superimposed, factored for exact distance, what a 767 would look like at that elevation above you.
Well, and in these, and we talked before the program today, and when I saw information come out about missiles and missile pods and missiles being fired into the towers, I didn't buy that because I've been around commercial aircraft before. When I was in the military, I was a helicopter mechanic, and I'd been around fixed aircraft and rotary wing aircraft and all sorts of aircraft, and what they were saying that the missile pods that were on the bottom of the plane, I took one look at those, and I knew that that was the storage area for the landing gear. The bulge on the bottom of the wings where it attaches to the fuselage.
Well, it's that, and plus some video enhancement that somebody has played with it. It's also partially the shadow of the engine on the fuselage. When this plane is coming straight overhead in this new video, it is readily apparent that the only thing hanging under this plane anywhere are the two engines hanging under the wings. There is not a rocket pod of any form or fashion. There's something else. If you remember the one video that showed the plane as kind of a dark matte gray, It is very clear in this image that this plane was very silver, very shiny, and the morning sunshine is glancing off of it. And, you know, it is definitely not as advertised. Makes me wonder. Now, there's two versions of that film. There's actually one version that is shot at 8 frames a second, and then all of a sudden it jumps to 12 frames a second, and then it goes back to 8 frames a second. Somebody has intentionally gone back in and spliced something in there for somebody to see and somebody to, you know, kind of take off in some direction with disinformation.
Now,
the raw footage is all at 8 frames a second.
Mm-hmm.
And has not been touched at all other than copied from the beta version, which is, you know, the standard film size they use for those TV cameras, all the way over to this digital. And we're in the process now of dissecting this digital pixel by pixel and also frame by frame. We have multiple people, multiple teams doing that right now.
All right. We'll take the break here. We'll take your phone calls today. My guest is Carl Schwartz, author of One Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas. And, folks, we're continuing to pick at the power bases story that they want us all to believe. Well, We're not going to do that, folks, because this, in effect, brought the police state into America. They lied about the reasons why we went to war in Iraq, and there's holes in their story.
And Afghanistan.
Right. And those dishes and laundry, you washed them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbend Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbend Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbendPureSoap.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.com.
We're continuing to get, we got people walking in the network now thanking us for the network. And no, folks, just calm down out there. The network is not going away in Central Texas. It'll be off temporarily, but we'll be back bigger and stronger, badder than and better than ever before. So just everybody calm down. It's going to be fine. Talking with Carl Schwartz, author of One Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas, with a video. Carl, this video came from outside the United States, did it not?
Yes, it did. It was shot inside the, of course, inside the United States. It was immediately sent out. I think somebody understood the gravity of what they were sitting on. And it is a video that, yes, went out of the United States, and we've had to track the people down and get permission to get it back here so Americans can see it. And see it in what you would call dissected and analyzed detail. I mean, we're not going to do anything to tweak this thing, you know, to put rocket pods under it or anything else.
Right.
What we want to do is to show Americans to what extent this government has designed an absolute psyops And evidently, from what we're finding and going back and analyzing some of the stuff that was seen that morning on CNN and Fox, you're talking about engineered footage. You know, what happened and what was seen are two different things.
Now, you explained to me about seeing, and how did you come by this information about the support columns inside the World Trade Centers and the explosions going off?
Well, there's two different ways. You're talking about the design flaws that were inherent within the structure itself, or the fact that how this plane hit?
Well, and how the plane hit, because, yeah, there were some structural flaws with that building. The latest that's being floated around is the building collapsed because of the intense heat, and that's because when the airliner hit, it knocked off the fire retardant material that was sprayed on the steel beams.
The latest official NIST story, yes.
Okay.
If you look at the fire that was coming out of this building from every angle, including this new angle, you're looking at very cool fires. You're not looking at near the inferno that was going on in that building in Madrid, and it stood for 2 days in a raging inferno. I don't buy that particular story because NIST is part of this government apparatus. You know, they're still trying to find an explanation to throw out there to where, you know, a majority of Americans will buy the official lie, and that's what I'm calling it. It's not the official story. It's the official lying. We see that in looking at this impact, this plane appears to have been rigged for all practical purposes as an oversized missile. The explosion happened as soon as this nose hit this building, and then it proceeded to go through the building and expand on out. It blew out in two sides, of course, on the side that you see. You don't see near as much in the existing videos that you've seen about what came out the south side of the South Tower. That plane did not penetrate in the way you think it did. That plane was literally shredded, like trying to fly through a grinder. You know, because those steel columns did not yield right away, especially steel columns holding up another 40 floors of that building, did not yield right away to the aluminum aircraft. That plane was literally shredded, just like it flew through a cheese slicer.
There is, and I've seen some photos, and it appears before that plane hit, and I do believe that was the South Tower talking about, the infamous photo where the plane is banked at roughly 35, maybe 40 degrees.
Yes.
That some photos do show it looks like a fireball erupting from that building before the plane actually had made contact with it, which I think gave some people the idea that, well, there was an explosion, so therefore this plane had missiles on it in it. You know, well, that doesn't seem to be the case. Now, could that be that flash? Maybe the timing was a few nanoseconds off. Could that flash possibly have come from explosives that were planted in the building and went off prior to that plane hitting it?
It could have. I mean, we're talking about something that happened so fast. I mean, we've got this down to 39 individual frames now. And each one of those frames is a very clear picture of that airplane. You can tell that the flight... This plane may have been tilted maybe 10 degrees to the left, you know, with the left wing slightly down. It was not near the angle that was shown in some of these other photographs. And the impact of it is very clear. I mean, the plane just started, you know, just disintegrating when it was trying to penetrate all those columns. The explosion that happened inside, of course, you know, the fuel in those type planes is not only in the wings, it's also in the belly of the plane.
Right. Main fuel tank, yeah.
Yeah, the main fuel tanks are in the each wing and in the belly of the plane. I mean, there was a lot of gasoline, you know, jet fuel that went inside the building. But the actual explosion, that's what the new video that we found from the East River and this video have shown, is that the explosions were even more awesome and bigger than even appeared on the CNN and Fox videos, you know, what we saw on major networks.
Mm-hmm.
This was an awesome explosion.
We'll return here in a moment, and we'll take your calls at 800-313-9443 on this edition of the National Intel Report with my guest this afternoon, Carl Schwartz, and we're discussing a video, folks, that they're taking apart right now, pixel by pixel, and that will be soon available. And We will have that on the web for you in Real Player as soon as, soon as it becomes available. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again. But worse this time. By creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Story by John Carlson, WTC jet engine confirmed not from Boeing 767. Carl, have you seen this one?
Yes. John Carlson is one of the researchers that's been working with me for about the last 9 months of trying to dissect out and prove that the visible jet engine components that are laying around out there in New York City and also down at the Pentagon don't jive with the official story.
Well, this is what he said in an article, and this again was on Jeff Rentz, and I'm going to have Danny, if I know you're monitoring the program, we need to pull these stories and put them on the our website so we can guide people to our website. I don't mind putting out other people's websites at all. Many hands make for light work, folks. But he says that Popular Mechanics, while mentioning that an engine, and you're familiar with the Popular Mechanics article.
Oh, yes.
Mentioning that an engine from the South Tower airliner landed in the street, neglected to show an engine photo, engine street location, and engine positive identification. Just by identifying undamaged parts from the damaged engine, positive identification of the engine was made in the article. And you have to go to read the article, but he says that, however, the engine identified a CFM56 as the primary engine of the Boeing 737, not the Boeing 767 alleged to have struck the South Tower. Now,
that is correct.
Shortly after the article was posted, a Boeing 767 airliner mechanic emailed that he concurred with the engine identification and that it was not from a Boeing 767. This is an excerpt from his email. It says, I am an AMP mechanic for a major airline. I overhaul 767s. The engines are not, and he underscored that, from a 767. He said, no 767 in existence uses CFM56s, not enough power to lift a 67. He said those engines on the street in New York did not come off of a 767.
That is correct. Now, one of the things that just due to the sheer bulk and size of a 767 as opposed to a 737, those CFM56 engines, two of them, you couldn't even get a 767 off the ground. I mean, it just does not have enough thrust. Yeah, you can taxi real fast, but you're not going to get it airborne. And that's the one thing that we've been focusing on is these various components that are laying around out there. Americans have been told we were attacked by 19 Wiley Arabs, and they were working for Osama bin Laden, but, you know, they left around some debris and components that that's one of the things, one of the arguments I've had with these other 9/11 groups. I've said, guys, you've had 3 years to look at these parts. What have you been doing?
Well, and
what John did at my request, and we had other people doing it as well, find a jet engine mechanic who is willing to talk. You know, somebody who actually works on these things. Because, you know, most of us do not have a whole lot of experience in, modern commercial jet avionics and power plants.
Well, the FBI has the photos of these engines. They roped off the area around the World Trade Centers. Where is the National Transportation Safety Board in its investigation? We remember Flight 800.
Well, they haven't been investigating. The FBI has.
Well, and what does the FBI know about jet airliners or component parts?
Well, unless they went to an expert, probably about as much as some of the people that look at these photographs and can't figure out what they are.
You know, I half expected them to trot out James Kallstrom on this deal, but they didn't. But we have photographic evidence. It proves conclusively that it was not a 767. Now, what does that say? Well, that says that it's a lie, okay? Folks, think about this. The whole premise of the hijackings, these 19 Arabs taking control of the aircraft, being on board with box cutters, you know, I mean, think about this, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, Carl, why didn't they just say weapons? Couldn't they have planted weapons in the rubble? Because I'm going to tell you what, a guy jumps up in an aircraft, an aluminum cylindrical tube at hundreds of miles an hour in the air, and he's threatening to bring down a plane, I'm going to take my chances, and I'm going to take that guy out with the razor blade knife. I'm not going to sit passively by and let somebody take over a plane. Now, they could have been a lot smarter than this. They could have said, well, they were armed hijackers, but, of course, that would have put a bad light on the security at the airports. Yeah.
It gets even worse, John, when if you ask the FBI or Homeland Security, well, how do you guys explain that 9 of the 19 purported terrorists, you know, hijackers, are still alive? How do you explain that?
They've been turning up in Spain and elsewhere on the globe.
Yes.
Well, have we ruled out complicity from the Mossad in this operation?
No.
Okay.
Because one of the possible sources of the jets may have been from that direction.
All right, we've got loaded lines here, Carl. Let's start the ball rolling here. Richard in Alabama. Hello, Richard.
Carl?
Yes. How are you, Richard?
Just a few days after 9/11, I was watching one of the networks, and I saw a video of an L-1011 crashing one of the towers. Now, I know it had to be a mistake, but it was a view directly up from the street, almost vertical, and there it was, an L-1011. Definitely. You know, the engines on pods back just in front of the tail. And then George Humphrey produced a video, a DVD on 9/11, and he put an L-1011 on the package. And I just wondered if that video of the L-1011 was one of the alternate videos that the government prepared in advance just in case they couldn't get the proper type of aircraft, or perhaps it was, this was just some sort of mistake and they got the wrong tape queued up. Now, I do believe that they suspected before they did this that those buildings, those airplanes might just pancake on the building and then slide down the face and burn all the fuel would fall in the street.
Yeah, kind of like smacking into a cliff.
And to cover that possibility, they prepared videos in advance of several different kinds of airplanes impacting the building and penetrating and spreading the fuel throughout the building. Now, that's just my theory, and I just wondered, have you seen that video of the L-1011?
I have not seen the L-1011 one, but the one that we have our hands on, and we distributed out to the people who were analyzing it, different film studios that have the ability to blow these things up. You know, it takes a lot of RAM to blow these photos up and not lose their clarity. This one is definitely twin engine under the wing, does not have a tail engine. And the problem, once we start factoring for distance, which we have now calculated to within feet, we're going to have a situation here to where if you overlay a profile of a 737 versus a 767 in the sky on top of this photo, any one of the 39 photos, I think any American that's got three brain cells that fire at the same time are going to figure out that it wasn't a 767.
Well, I don't really know what it was for real, but I do know there were several different confusing videos prepared in advance, and I saw one of them.
Yeah, I'm kind of the opinion that we may have even been aired in real time via our major media networks an attack that was completely fabricated. You know, what actually happened on site was a different story.
That's what I believe, too.
Anything else, Richard?
Oh, I guess that's all I can think of right now.
Yeah, what we're trying to focus on, Richard, is you know, these people have lied to us, and this country is not going to get back on the right track. We're going until we get this sorted out.
Well, and again, I mean, I don't know. And Richard, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Carl, I don't know what it's going to take for people to wake up. Now, cheap politicians will use events, and we've seen this happen before, for their own political ends or gains. But the Bush White House took this to the absolute extreme. Him and his PNAC partners convincing the entire planet that, well, Osama bin Laden did this. And before said and done, to really confound and confuse the public, before the news media was done spinning the stories, 70% of the people in this country thought was Saddam Hussein, along with Osama bin Laden, that brought down these towers.
Yeah, no, and Osama, he hated Hussein because he thought he was too secular.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, there that went out. But then we discover that the weapons of mass destruction, that was all lies. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. What is the public thinking? Why are they desperately trying to hang on to this official story? Is it because they don't want to admit to themselves that the people involved in our government are actually crooks and liars?
Well, that's part of it. And the other part of it is a lot of people don't like being, they don't like admitting that they have been duped.
Ah.
It's a situation where, you know, some of these people have stood up for George Bush, they've stood up for the military, they've stood up for this war policy, but the two things I keep pointing back to, and we didn't have a chance to talk before yesterday, but I gave a presentation yesterday in Rocky Mount, North Carolina at Jane Christensen's class. She is a political science professor at North Carolina Wesleyan College. She is the only professor I am aware of. I'm sure there's others out there, but she's the one that's been out front, kind of like you and I have, John. She's teaching a class in political science on 9/11.
And using Alex Jones's tapes and DVDs and other collected information. By the way, Robbie Noel is going to have this woman on his program next Wednesday, so you're not going to want to miss that.
Yes.
And here is the case, you know, and this issue, Carl, really cuts across political lines. You know, we've had people that were, they think the best approach to this is to invite the liberal mindset into the conservative camp. And I'm not going to tag the conservative thought process connected to the Republican Party. Folks, I'm not that stupid. Nor am I willing to throw my hat in the ring with the now, I think, taken over Libertarian Party. No, I'm a free and independent thinking American, as well as everybody should be. But this woman was a dyed-in-the-wool, self-professed liberal that looked at this information and was absolutely aghast. And she is now, as you said, teaching her class using materials that that our groups have produced. And that's a good thing. The problem I'm having, and a lot of people are missing this, Carl, and this has been part of the hot buzz topic for almost the entire week now, is that, you know, liberals are people, too, as misguided and stupid as they are sometimes, and so are the Republicans. Democrats and Republicans, folks, neither party is getting off the hook here, as you can well attest, Carl, because you were a big Republican. You were involved deeply in the hierarchy of the Republican Party and its strategy planning and so on and so forth, so you know better probably than even I about the involvement.
I feel like a bad pit bull. I feel like I've done some things that I wish I hadn't done.
Really? Why? Any regret?
I designed the strategy that took the House and Senate away from Clinton, but that was in 94, and I did not see in 94 what I knew in 96.
I understand.
And that's that the contract with America was a contract on America.
Well, and Carl, the only argument, and people are missing this, and I keep saying it 19 different ways from Sunday, that it is one thing to invite people in to hear what you have to say, but it is another to try to adopt their verbiage and their way of thinking. Look, if I've got a socialist slash communist slash dyed-in-the-wool liberal in my camp eating my food around the campfire and smiling at me, I'll tell you what's going to happen to that liberal. He is going to be skinned alive and roasted, and I will be eating him for my next meal. And people are missing this point here, Carl. And this is when you bring in these people, then you get the charges of racism. You know, everything is about race. No, it's about truth. And what my point is, when you invite these people into the camp, you have already invited your well-known enemy in. Do not study too long the ways of your enemy, lest they become your own.
Well, so, I kind of look at it like this, though, John. Who is our real enemy? I'm about to decide that the corporations, the lobbyists, the special interests, the wealthy elite, and our government are the true enemy.
Well, and it is, but people will disagree. For instance, Desi Andrews would disagree with you saying the government's our enemy. Look, I know the government, it flipped it the way they did business, the way they viewed our country's founding documents. We have talked about that for years. There is absolutely no shred of doubt in my mind that the American government has turned against its own people. There is not one little iota of doubt in my mind whatsoever. But, you know, what the game plan seems to be is to slide somewhere past anarchy with nothing whatsoever to believe in. And I'll be the first one to admit the Constitution wasn't perfect. But it's a good starting point. I think it can be reinforced. But first, we got to get back to those basic tenets. Well, you've got a bunch of people out there that because people got this railroad train off of the track, that they're ready to buy a brand new train and lay new tracks. No, I'm there to help repair and restore what we have, move on with that, and then reinforce it as we go.
You just described exactly what we're doing with this political party thing. There's two people working on the final website right now, what the site is going to say. And, I mean, I'm not the party. You know, I may be a campaign, I may not be, but I'm more of a frontal attack of saying, you know, this is what needs to be done, and here's why. I mean, one of the things I keep looking back at was the fact that I met Berdas Corporation well before 9/11. They had the contract with the Taliban. That was the last remaining obstacle. After we got rid of Turkmenistan and Britus, and after we got rid of Pakistan and Britus, you know, the only way we could get that pipeline through there without taking over Iran was we had to take over Afghanistan. That was the first thing. The second thing I keep pointing to, and I pointed out to Jane Christensen's class yesterday, is that Sybil Edmonds, you know, the Bush administration has continued to try to keep the lid on her with a gag order. They don't want Americans to know what she found. You know, it came out of drug trafficking, money laundering, foreign names, American names, out of our FBI, out of ongoing investigations dating all the way back to 1998.
Carl, why can't I get Sybil Edmonds on this radio program?
She hasn't been on anybody's lately.
Well, and that's what I was getting around to, because I know that from advice from her lawyer, and what I have seen a lot of these lawyers do, they will tell their clients that we've got to keep a lot of this under wraps and don't talk about it because we have to protect our case.
Yes.
In other words, don't say too much because it might jeopardize our case. But what I see a lot of attorneys doing is keeping that information. How much of this information, once everything shakes down and goes into court, do the American people get to hear? What is wrong with a witness that knows certain facts talking about their subject matter before they go into court? I deem lawyers part of the problem in this process.
Well, that plus you've got judges here that they're afraid of is if she talked prematurely as openly as I have about what she found and I found. We found about three or four names. She found a whole long list of names. I don't know all the names that are on her list, but she does. And that is what they don't want America to know. They don't want Americans to know that Americans did 9/11.
Well, and also when you have one individual that has all this information and they're not talking, that information along with the person that could go bye-bye. You put that information into as many ears that you possibly can, document it, spread it around, so if something does happen to the one individual, everybody else will know what happened and why.
Exactly.
We'll be right back with Carl Schwartz, author of One Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order three or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format. Format for just $20. So order Wright Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Reminder our listeners, new frequency for the second hour of the National Intel Report is 7465 on your shortwave dial. We've had some complaints, especially from Texas down here. You can't get the 99.85. You could get that good, but you can't get the 7465 that well. Well, again, folks, we're going to work on another low power, an absolute Roman candle, if you will, based around the Austin area. So just hang on. If you miss any of the programming, we invite you to go to the archive at www.rbnlive.com, where you can hear the streaming, and the archives are free, or at least the first hour of the National Intel Report. If you have a shortwave radio, can be heard in Central Texas on 12160. But reminder to the folks out there, 7465 for the second hour, which a lot of people, even in eastern Ohio, I understand, which is the armpit of the earth as far as shortwave broadcasts go, they couldn't hear anybody anytime, anywhere, at any given day. So at least they're able to hear that 7465, and we'll be monitoring that closely. So just everybody, just calm down. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Dan in Texas. Thanks for holding, Dan.
Thanks for taking my call, John.
Yes, sir.
Carl, can you give an assessment of Dave Von Kleist's film 911 in plain sight?
Most of what is in plain sight is right on target. When they did the original video, I met Dave up at the 9/11 event. He was one of the presenters, and so was I, 9/11 2004. That was the Confronting the Evidence event that was put on by Jimmy Walter. There were some technical errors in there that had already been disproven, and those were openly discussed with the people that put that together. Even after they came out with the director's cut, which supposedly corrected all of the flaws, some of those flaws were left in. The only remaining flaw that I'm absolutely certain of is the, you know, the fact that now that we have very clear images, straight up looking at this plane, you can tell there's nothing hanging under those wings or under that belly except the engines.
Hmm. Can you
the rest of it is very accurate.
Do you have a time frame when you might be able to come out with your conclusions of this, because it appears that things are starting to heat up for the government
in a very big way.
guys like John and Alex Jones and some of the others have really lit a fire that there's, you know, there might be, so you know, there's increasing resistance, but my fear is that it's going to finally push the government over the deep end to have the big one and take over completely.
Well, one of the things that we're doing on multiple fronts, they're being watched. I haven't told John this, and I didn't share it with him. We didn't have time before we got on the phone. Right after we talked, John, I actually called six people, and four of them are key people that are working with us on the analysis of this information.
Yes.
Just within the last 48 hours, they are under direct surveillance. They've had people actually come up and knock on their door under false pretenses that are obviously, you know, part of Big Brother.
Right.
Just an intimidation factor, stuff like that, or trying to verify who people are, where they live. One of the things I think is getting ready to happen is there's so many people watching this government right now, I think we're getting ready to find out that a lot of these people are cowards and they won't carry through to the next step. I think they know they are on very, very thin ice.
Well, hopefully that'll be the case. Otherwise, it doesn't look too good.
Well, if I had that feeling all day, every day, I would say the same thing. But every day something happens to tell me we're all on the right trail.
All right, well, thank you very much.
All right, Dan, thank you. 800-313-9443, hour two of the National Intel Report coming up. We'll take a short break and get into more of the phone calls. And also, next hour, I want to also get into this A3 Sky Warrior issue and the Pentagon. And we'll talk about that also right after this short break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.